Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, January 7th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Hunt County Historical Commission Chairman Carol Taylor. Birthdays, TV personality Katie Couric is 56 today. Actor Nicolas Cage is 50. On this day in history, in 1789, the first U.S. presidential election was held, with George Washington elected as president. This is from Ted Ed.
We all know the look and feel of modern campaigns. But what was it like in the early days of the Republic when, say, George Washington ran for office? Well, in fact, he didn't run. When Washington became the first president in 1789, there were no political parties, no conventions or primaries, no campaign. Even the year was odd. Literally, 1789 was the only presidential election ever held in an odd year.
On January 7th, 1927, the Harlem Globetrotters played their first game. Although they were based in Chicago, the team owner Abe Saperstein was a savvy marketer and saw the novelty value of an all-black team.
He decided to give his team a new name, one that would clearly let people know that his players were black. So he looked to a neighborhood that was considered the Negro capital of the world. He also thought the team's name should give the impression that they had been around. So shortly after they started touring, Saperstein's basketball quintet from Chicago became the Harlem Globetrotters.
On this day in 1999, the impeachment trial of President Bill Clinton began. Number one on the charts in 1945, Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. Don't Fence Me In.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses and I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
On the KETR events calendar, the City of Commerce sponsors a free bus trip to the Choctaw Casino in Durant, Oklahoma on Thursday, January 16th. Please bring your player's card and driver's license. Seating is limited, and the pickup location will be the Commerce Farmers Market. The deadline to sign up is Friday. Call Sherry Johnson at the City of Commerce for information and for reservations. 903-886-1123. 903-886-1123. Or see events at KETR.org. A bus trip to the Choctaw Casino in Durant, Oklahoma, Thursday, January 16th. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, who's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And Carol, we're doing something new as we start the new year, and that is our thought for the day. And it is this: in every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap, the job's a game. Thank you, Mary Poppins, and author P.L. Travers.
And I can relate to that completely.
Yeah, you get a lot of fun out of the work that you do.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
And if you can find fun in the work, then it does. It surely does make it a lot more fun. A great movie over the holidays, by the way, about Mary Poppins and Walt Disney and the author P.L. Travers. So I highly recommend that. Okay, so we're talking with Carol, as we always do, about some aspect of history in Hunt County or Northeast Texas. And today we're going to be talking about the musician and songwriter Ruby Almond, who was from the town of Bailey near Bonham?
Yes. I believe it's between Leonard and Bonham.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she was a trailblazer for women in country music.
Yes. We've heard of fiddlers. Some of the first fiddlers that came with the Daniel Boones, who crossed the Appalachian Mountains. They were an integral part of the frontier. They provided the entertainment.
But almost always men.
Always men, because fiddlers, especially men, the men fiddlers, believed that a woman could not fiddle. And Ruby Almond proved them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not she was the first woman to win a fiddling contest or not, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I am always hesitant to say first. But she won a fiddling contest in Greenville, held at the Greenville Municipal Auditorium in 1947,
And we should say also one reason that you're looking into this and interested in Ruby Almond in particular is that the Municipal Auditorium in Greenville is about to have its big anniversary, 75th anniversary.
75th anniversary.
So you're looking to all of the different things that have happened there over the years.
And I'm having fun learning all about the architecture and the building and the people who performed. And the stage was built over the jail. So that added some really interesting events.
Now, she was named a national champion lady fiddler at this event.
Right.
Yeah.
And supposedly this was one of the earliest women's fiddler. And she was accepted. She even played for Sam Rayburn when he was out campaigning. Of course, Mr. Sam won lots of campaigns. I think he started in the teens.
Yeah. And live music used to be a very important part of the political campaigns, political events where the candidate would appear.
Yes, and the music was like it drew people, and by this time women were allowed to vote, so it was was interesting for everyone. It wasn't just a male event. Mm-hmm.
Now, Ruby Almond also was a pretty major songwriter.
Oh yes, in fact. The archives over here at Texas A&M Commerce has her collection, and she has 90 original songs that she wrote. Mm-hmm. She became a writer. She had a natural instinct for writing. And in high school, she won the Interscholastic League writing contest here in Commerce in 1939 when it was still East Texas State Teachers College, I think.
And I think that's right.
She had a chance to go on to Austin to try for the state championship or the state title. But unfortunately, that was during the Depression, and the funds at Bailey High School were not that, they were not extremely wealthy school district. So they had to forfeit her trip and get the boys' basketball team out.
Well,
which affected more families and more students.
Right. Well, that's a familiar story.
Yes.
Well, she wrote songs, though. Chet Atkins recorded some of her songs. Dottie West, who had some big hits in the 70s and 80s in country music, recorded one of her songs called Reno. So she had pretty major success as a songwriter. And all of her archival material, then, is in the library here.
It's on
campus.
And they have things from part of her costumes. When she actually performed on stage, she performed with, at one point in time, she performed, and one of the drummer was
DJ Fontana?
Yes, who played with Elvis.
Yeah, it was Elvis's drummer in the early days. Quite a few major musical, popular or country music figures from Northeast Texas.
Right.
Of course, Ray Price just recently passed away from Northeast Texas. Don Henley of the Eagles from Lyndale, and Miranda Lambert, who is at the peak of her career right now in country music, from Lyndale, and Mercy Me from Greenville. So a lot of musical tradition in Northeast Texas.
And in the archives here on campus, there is an interview with the lady who was Ruby's agent. And she talks about how performing in Greenville at the Municipal Auditorium was one of her favorite venues because the acoustics were so
absolutely
bright.
That is so true, and that is true today. That is a great place for live music. We're out of time, but Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.